Little Maisie Hay in between chats with Curtis Schmidt. Of course, that's how we like it. Curtis loves it that way. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Curtis Schmidt is our guest once again. He's on the phone. We introduced him moments ago, and now he's going to give us some great previews of stories we could read all about in Northern and Southern Dutchess News and the Beacon Free Press. Good morning, Curtis.
Good morning again.
All right.
Rick, how are you?
We're good.
Doing good. Live radio. We love it. So, we're going to start off the news this morning with, on April 12th, we're going to honor the father of the walkway.
All right.
And that is none other than Fred Schaefer. Hmm. He's the guy back in 2009, 2010, when it was first built.
Yeah.
He was the one who kept pushing for it and, you know, getting everybody into it. They said it couldn't be done because an old beat-up railroad track, whatever, who cares, burned in 74. How can we do it again? And guess what? After all of Fred's, you know, promoting and pushing, we have the walkway over the Hudson. Longest railway bridge in the world. So there we go.
Yeah.
We're going to honor him on April 12th, that's Sunday, with a 2 p.m. event on the walkway itself, obviously. He's a longtime resident of Pleasant Valley here in Dutchess County. Hmm. And this is going to go on, you know, they're basically going to give him a dedication of a plaque in his honor at the Walkway Center Overlook. And we're also announcing the public launch of the Ambassador Legacy Fund.
Mm.
The ambassadors of the walkway are a group of, almost 100 volunteers.
Wow.
Who greet everybody as they come on the walkway, tell them, give them a little bit of history, and so on. So we're going to, that's going to happen this Sunday, 2 p.m. Mm. And speaking of honors, we're also in East Fishkill,
yeah,
in Hopewell Junction. They honored James Crefo. He is a World War II veteran. He's 100 years old. Mm. He was honored at the town board meeting last week, but he is going to be 101 on June 6th, which is the 82nd anniversary of D-Day.
Wow.
He was involved in that, in D-Day, after paratrooping into St. Mir Eglise, surviving the Normandy invasion. He signed up with the Gliders, a group that flew from Belgium to Holland, and he and six others crashed on board. They crash-landed in enemy territory back in World War II. Four escaped, two were killed, and Crefo was captured.
Mm.
So you can read the rest of the story in the Southern Dutchess News. That's a great story, really interesting, oh my God, what went on. His daughter's helping to tell the story. Now we're going to do a little baseball.
All right.
Hudson Valley Renegades.
Yeah.
They started their series off with two straight wins in Brooklyn last week.
All right.
And the actual hero was Core Jackson, C-O-R-E, Core Jackson. He is back with the Renegades from last year. He stole some bases in the first game. In the second game, he stole the show. He had a leadoff home run. And he had three hits and five at-bats. Led Renegades to an 8-1 victory on April 4th. Now, the Renegades, last night, they had their opening home game for the season against Bloomington at Heritage Financial Park, and they lost 8-6 in 11 innings. What a great game that was. Wow.
Wow.
So they're playing Bloomington all week long at the stadium here in Dutchess County. Tonight is free tickets for all military veterans.
Mm, cool.
So, yeah, that's great. We also have the Hudson Valley Heart Walk coming up. That's in a couple of weeks. It's on Saturday, April 25, but, you know, you sign up now. This is the American Heart Association Heart Walk. It's going to be held at Mount St. Mary College this year, 330 Powell Avenue in Newburgh. Set to share his story this year is Paul Kraft. He's a retired Ellenville police officer who survived sudden cardiac arrest while on the job.
Mm.
He's going to tell you he's a heart survivor. He's going to tell his story. This event begins at 8 a.m., opening ceremonies at 9 a.m., followed by the walk.
Cool.
And we have walking. We're going to go to speed skating. we had the Olympics a couple of weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have a fellow named Clayton Clemente. He is a graduate of Arlington High School. He's a town of Poughkeepsie native. He is considered one of the top 20 speed skaters in the world. Hmm. At the fast-paced discipline of short track speed skating, he represented the United States at the Milan Cortina Olympics recently, and in February, he reached the quarterfinals of both the 1,000-meter and the 1,500-meter events. He was honored by the Dutchess County Legislature recently, and we have that article in the Southern paper, too.
Mm.
So that is pretty good. We have also have the state troopers. They are featured. They presented a check for $15,500 to Andy Yates, president of the New York chapter of Multiple Sclerosis Society.
Mm.
The contribution was made possible thanks to everyone who came out in February to support the state troopers' skis, boards, and badges event at Catamount Mountain Resort Skiway. Mm. And next year's event is going to be held on February 5, 2027, so mark that on your calendar. We can help the state troopers do it again.
Nice.
Yeah. And now we're going to go back to, we're going to Stissing Center. They are presenting a live taping of National Public Radio's Selected Shorts.
Huh.
Selected Shorts is where you have, like, movie stars reading short stories, you know, books
So
on. Yeah, right. And they're doing a live taping on Sunday, April 12th. That's this Sunday,
yeah.
3 p.m. And we're bringing back performers and unforgettable storytelling. And this year's featured performance is going to feature actors including Jane Curtin from Saturday Night Live. She's going to be in Pine Plains.
Wow.
I'm going to go see her. I'm going to go do it.
How cool.
You've got to see Jane Curtin, right?
Yeah.
And also Michael Ian Black, he's going to host the show. And they're going to... he's going to host it. They're going to bring to life, you know, a curated selection of short fiction centered on the theme of neighbors and other strangers.
Wow.
That's
cool.
The title. So,
and doing that at the Stissing House.
At the Stissing Center.
The Stissing
Center. It's a beautiful venue in Pine Plains that was an old building that was, it was used for many years in the 50s and 60s, and then sat vacant for many, many, many years. And they brought it back, rebuilt it. And it's a beautiful, beautiful, site for all kinds of art presentations and so on. So
super cool.
They are doing a live taping.
We love that.
Yeah, interesting.
Mm.
It's going to be a great event. So there's a lot going on this week. You can do that. You can also go to the walkway. You can go to watch the Renegades.
Mm.
A lot going on. A lot going on.
And you can read all about
all the papers.
Those papers. Yeah. So they're out there now, Curtis, correct?
Oh, yes, they are.
And how can folks read them online?
Online. If it's too cold for you, jump online. Go to sdutchessnews.com, click on the paper of your choice, put it up in PDF format, looks like the real paper, and check it out. Like I said, or just go out and patronize your favorite store, deli. Plenty of places.
All right.
The one I'd like to go to is in Pine Plains, since we were talking about Pine Plains. Mm. There's our deli called The Moose on the Loose.
Nice.
Yeah.
You can pick one up there.
Great sandwiches.
Mm.
So, anyway.
Well, thank you very much, Curtis. Thanks a lot, and all the best to you and your staff, and we look forward to checking in with you next Wednesday. Thanks for the info. SDutchessNews.com. Curtis Schmidt. Every Wednesday about 9:08 on 98.1 KZE. Curtis, you have a great week.
Okay, we will. And best to all the KZE listeners.
All right.
Enjoy.
We will be right back after these important messages on KZE.
Quick question. When was the last time you looked inside of your ductwork?